BJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
It's true. We're back.
We're back.
And guess who's with me? Plastic Owl. thanks for making it up. Thanks for the sushi.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, that was good.
Yam tempura roll, beef teriyaki roll. So good.
Sushi.
Vancouver does have good sushi. I'm going to miss it. I will be away next week, but we'll replay this episode for those of you who aren't tuning in live. But for those of you who are tuning in live, CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, the one and only, 8 to 10 p.m., going on strong for coming up on 7 years now.
7 years?
In the fall, yeah.
Congratulations.
In October. Thank you. Past episodes on SoundCloud sometime in the future. But I would encourage you all to tune into all the other wonderful programming we have here. I have a mix on Spotify, and we're just going to hit play, and then we'll probably yak about stuff, maybe some old games. Maybe talk about modular synthesis.
Synthesizer with nostalgia.
There you
no,
go.
Synthesizer.
This is our theme song, Gluck Schmerz from Schnoodlebug.
Schnoodlebug.
Yeah, he did the Roach movie, the 3D film.
I haven't seen that yet.
He's doing a screening of it. We'll talk about that because there are a whole bunch of really good concerts coming up, so we'll yak about that around 9 o'clock when we do the news. And
yak about news.
Indeed. However, I think it's just about time for us to start. So hey, look at that, the Bluetooth worked. Amazing. We'll start off with Dream Station and NTLT Nightlights. You're listening to Vancouver FM,
Vancouver's only chiptune radio station.
Thank you.
track from ERRX, Critical Error. This is just a random playlist of stuff I found on Spotify, and I thought it was cool.
You can listen to Spotify on the radio.
That's right.
Analog radio.
Analog Bluetooth radio.
We're listening to Spotify, which we're transmitting into the mixer by Bluetooth, and then you're listening to it maybe through the airwaves.
Yep.
Or through a Wi-Fi connection. You can listen to it.
Or a cell connection.
Cell connection, that's true. Mobile data.
Mobile.
Is there any analog connection? Oh, there is, yeah.
Analog data. Yeah, someone is transcribing this in a Surrey server room.
Ooh.
Send it out through Morse code.
Ooh.
We should do an episode all about Morse code.
You're listening to Morse code, Cooper. Vancouver's only Morse code radio station.
In the ham radio world, they call it CW, continuous wave, because it's just a single waveform, and then the stops, which get interpreted as dits and dashes.
Ah.
Yeah, but CW is another term for Morse code.
Ping, 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 ping. No, I did too many pings.
Too many pings. That's okay. There's a really good decision tree for Morse code that shows you how to... right here.
Hmm.
Dot or dash. And then you can left for dot, right for dash, and you can figure out. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then there's also obviously the symbols and the numbers as well, too.
Okay, Boy Scout. How come they never taught me that in Boy Scouts?
I don't know.
I tried to remember.
I like this way.
That works.
I like just having it right there. Right there. That was FTL Frame, Nyako. And this is all just on a playlist, and I might make this playlist available. I like this one. Disc Track. I believe so. DISCTR4K. This one is called Wow, This Sounds Like a Video Game.
Wow.
Have you played any video games lately?
No.
I've been playing a little bit of Minecraft.
Oh, how is that?
That's pretty fun, actually. It's very relaxing. I have I'm starting to make a mountain fortress on this one. And a friend who I'm playing with, we've made a house. We've made a farm.
Aww.
She's made a tower. They've also made a pond for axolotls and frogs.
Of course. Over the winter, I was playing a lot of Super Nintendo games, and I was getting really stressed out about it.
They're hard.
It was like, why was it so hard? I know the... arcade games were meant to be difficult because you can keep on putting quarters in there and make money.
Yep.
But there's no need for this game to be hard.
Nope.
I'm playing from the comfort of my own home.
You want to be a gamer? You got to toughen up. Games took no prisoners. Like Ninja Gaiden. If you want to play a hard game, play Ninja Gaiden.
I don't want to.
It's too hard.
It's too hard.
Or Echo the Dolphin. That's very hard.
Wasn't the Aladdin game impossible?
The Aladdin game was, and also the Lion King. Yeah. There's a level, if you watch the Game Grumps playthrough of the Lion King, it's just ridiculous. And they're like, this is programmed so poorly. Grumps play a lot of older bad games.
I used to play a lot of video games with my neighbor, and he lived up the street from me, and he'd get really mad if something, I hit the button, I shot him, it's not fair. And then he'd be yelling at the TV.
No.
It's like, dude, you're stressing yourself out.
Can't do that.
Don't play some games. How about make some chiptune music instead?
There you go. That's even more frustrating.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Trackers.
Oh, tracker music. Milky Tracker.
I don't know.
Milky Tracker.
It's okay if you lose. There's nothing wrong with that. Games are meant to be a journey. And sometimes in journeys, you die. It's not like real life. There's very low stakes. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Video games have respawns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not sure if life does or not.
Well, maybe. Should we find out? No.
Isn't that Samsara?
No.
Yeah, get out of it. Get out while you still can.
It's a journey, and you can play games and experiment, make mistakes. It's okay. It's all right. And sometimes things lag a little bit. That's okay.
Nice.
Things really lag in real life. You know how long it took my bus to get here today?
A long time, I would imagine.
Yeah. Come on. This game sucks. Come on. Ooh, nice.
A little bit more Adolf Nomura, also known as Thor High Heels. Ha ha ha. That's pretty funny. From the Netherlands.
Nice.
Some good stuff. Gives me very much Jet Set Radio Future and Bomb Rush Cyberpunk vibes.
I like
Bomb Rush
bass.
Cyberpunk is pretty good. I'm going to pull up information about some of the shows that are coming up. We'll talk about the upcoming Wave Fest in Seattle.
Wave Fest.
That's going to be great. That's a huge stacked lineup at a substation in Ballard on 45th in Seattle. There's also Roach will be doing another airing, the 3D film made by Schnoodlebug, our man, our boy. He's playing with a Japanese noise artist.
Huh?
Yeah.
Marisbo?
It's not Marisbo.
I'm wearing a Marisbo shirt.
You are wearing a Marisbo shirt. What does it say on the bottom? Audio Alarm?
Yeah. It's made by Reason to Live Books and Gibson.
Nice.
I've never been. A friend picked it up for me.
Nice.
And the joke is that they have a lot of Audis car alarms going off on BC Ferries. Don't forget, if you're traveling this summer, make sure you book your BC Ferries reservations well in advance. Your trip depends on it. Can we do more PSAs?
Not about BC Ferries. BC Ferries sucks.
You know what's really good is the burrito.
You and I both, well, no, actually the best
the
thing.
Vegan bean burrito.
No, man.
Gluten-free.
The best thing on the ferry is the White Spot Burger eaten on the sun deck.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
In my opinion. Either that or, like, remember the cheesecake? Do they still do the cheesecake?
Yeah, but I never bought that.
Yeah. Honestly, the best thing was back when Reb Friedman and I used to take the... a mutual friend of ours.
Shout out.
Dr. Friedman, I believe now. Dr. Friedman, I presume.
Is he a doc?
He's working. He's almost on it, I believe so. I don't know if he's in a program, but I know he got his master's.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's working towards a PhD. So anyways.
I think I've been calling him Dr. Friedman for years.
Reb Friedman and I would take the ferry back and forth between the island. And... we would go to the buffet back when they had that.
Yeah.
The buffet?
Yes, legendary. I remember the last time
that's
I
where
went.
I learned how to play 5x5 cribbage.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was good times.
Mm. Yeah. Do you ever go in when they have the light buffet? It's like, please, you can make a feast out of that. You can fill up at the light buffet.
It's just not, it's the same.
It's a challenge. You have to get the light buffet. It's like...
Ryosuke Kiyasu.
Yes. Oh, is that the guy with the snare
with the drums? Yeah. So that's going to be live at Red Gate.
Can I buy tickets right now?
Yeah, you probably can.
Tickets available now via Eventbrite. Okay.
Is it Eventbrite? Yeah. Eventbrite's fine.
Yeah.
You could also just go to Red Gate and bring money.
Give me tickets. Yeah, I like this guy. I remember I was following him on Instagram early on in the pandemic. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
You can do a lot with a snare drum.
So there's going to be...
September 16th,
2024. Yeah, Roach FM.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be, I believe, a screening of Roach. I'm not 100% sure, but I'll talk with him. We'll see if we can get him up on the show before this happens. That'd be
Roach.
Great. It'd be also a great interview to have, because Schnoodle... Big shout outs to Schnoodle. I think he did the first. I mean, I'm sure there might have been 3D films, but that's the first one that I remember seeing in terms of like made in Vancouver 3D film kind of thing. But it was great. It was an awesome, awesome, awesome thing. We had a 2-part episode with him. It was pretty amazing.
I think I remember listening to that.
Yeah, it's up on the Clouds of Sound.
When's the new Avatar movie gonna come out?
Avatar 3?
Avatar. Yeah, is it 3?
Yeah, 2's already out. I went to go see that in Seattle.
Yeah, I saw it too.
Last year. I saw it in the 4D experience. I don't know.
Is that what they were spraying water at you?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, it's too... Well, the thing is, it's like, it would be cool and immersive if the machinery and the fog machines and the seats and everything didn't make enough noise to pull you out of the theater. So... The one that has done it the best was the Shrek 4D ride at Paramount's Great America in California. Dude. That was great.
Splattery the mud
and stink and everything. Yeah, it was great. It was great. But in my opinion, and also I don't like 3D movies, so Roach was surprising because I generally am not a fan of 3D movies. I'll just take on a screen, please, with good sound. That's good enough for me.
This is good enough for me.
It's good enough for me.
I don't need any of that Dolby Atmos.
Yeah, newfangled movies and your youngsters and
14.2 sound. What do you need all them channels for?
I've been doing like 3D movies for like 60 years.
Oh yeah, a long time. I mean,
more than that. What
one of the first surround sound movies was Fantasia.
Yeah, I saw that.
Not on the. In its original release, are you that immortal?
Tape.
Did you see Fantasia 2000
on a tape? The limited, Disney's opening the vault again.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was good.
We better buy the tape now, so you're never gonna see it again.
We had a copy of Fantasia on VHS. It was great. But back in the day, in 1940, when Disney mixed the movie in 4-channel quadraphonic sound, and they upgraded theaters to be able to play in surround sound, but it never really did too well because it was very costly to transform a theater in those days. But now it's trivial to have surround sound.
Do movies even really have surround sound? Like, I think it's become more subtle, because I remember going to movies and like they'd have like, it's more of a gimmick. You'd hear isolated channels, but I don't really notice it when I go to the movies.
Well, next time you go, pay it, like, don't sit so close to the edge.
Sit
in the middle, slightly left or right of 2/3 of the way back is where you mix a movie from. And so that's where you have the greatest effect of your surround channels. Yeah. And when you mix a movie, I know because I've mixed movies, when you do surround sound, the majority of the action is going to be on screen. So you have your front three channels, your left, center, right. Your center is going to be where the dialogue is, and your left and your right is where your sound effects are, and then your rear left and your rear light, also known as your surrounds, that's where your passing effects and things coming through the screen or things coming from behind or through or across, and it's not 100%. It doesn't go in a linear fashion directly from one side of the screen
to the other. Too complicated. I want my films 144p,
yep,
96...
I want them 14 frames per second, like those old,
flash
like
player.
City scale, where it's like old school film reels from like New York in 1905 kind of thing. What was that one where it was the?
And I want my movies to be 15 seconds long.
Is it Journey to the Moon?
Well, that was
A Trip to the Moon.
Melies.
Yeah. 1902.
Yeah. It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
They haven't made a better sci-fi since.
How the Earth Stood Still. Yeah, How the Earth Stood Still. I quite like that one.
I like the part where the ship lands in the moon's eye. I don't make movies like that anymore.
The Day the Earth Stood Still, excuse me.
Grommet, we need some cheese. The moon is made out of cheese. I can't, whatever.
Julian Blaustein, 1951.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. Oh, mister.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 20th Century Fox. We're broadcasting live from the moon to hold the world spellbound with new and startling powers from another planet. The Day the Earth Stood Still. Fantastic. We'll hop off mic for a little bit here. Hope you've been enjoying this. We I threw a whole bunch of things on a playlist on Spotify and then had my good buddy Plastic Owl come up here. One half of NJPTVS back in the day. We might...
We should do something.
Might have.
We could.
You've got all the gear right now.
I got too much gear.
No, you have just the right amount of gear.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. But the Bukla does not move.
No, Bukla doesn't leave the house.
No. Put it on a leash, track it behind you.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's a very nice Bukla. Are you going to get that wave table card?
What now? Oh, the memory.
Yeah, the memory card. Ka-chonk, your little cartridge.
Ka-chonk, yeah.
Yep.
I thought about it. It's like $700.
Oh, that's like 500 euros.
That's like money.
That's like money. 700 Canadian dollars to euros. 467 euros. Ooh. As of
how many check rounds?
Let's see. Check crowns. 11,869.
What about Hungarian florins?
Oh, that's a Ruben. Oh, sorry.
I want a Hungarian.
Well, excuse me. Forint, not florin.
Yeah. 184,553.4 Hungarian.
How about Korean?
What about Belarusian rubles?
Rubles. 1,657 Belarusian rubles. That's not too bad.
That's reasonable.
How about, Iranian rial? 21,286,955 rial. Let's look at the 5 year. Ooh, quite volatile. It has come down from, wow, amazing. And how about pound sterling? Is that just under pound sterling? Yeah. 393.56. About 400 pounds sterling. Welcome to Exchange Coover.
Vancouver's only money radio station where we talk about foreign exchange. We don't talk about investments. We just talk about, like, I wonder what this cost in this kind of currency.
Currency is pretty interesting. Bitcoin, I've never got into Bitcoin, but I did have one friend who...
You're listening to Bitcoin, Vancouver's only crypto radio station.
You know what's really funny is every time I wear Bitcoin merch, people are like, do you own all the Bitcoin in Vancouver? I'm like, no, man, I wish. I'm like, what's Bitcoin? Is that Bitcoin? I'm like, no. It's Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I don't know what crypto is yet. No one's told me yet.
Over FM. I have with me longtime friend and co-host and guest ghost. Of the show, ghost of the show, space Ooh. Ghost, space host, coast to coast,
space owl,
space owl, coast to coast. Oh, remember Space Ghost? That was a great, great program.
I've seen some of it. I like the Bjork interview.
Yeah, the Bjork interviews. Well, what they did is they would record the interview and then completely change the questions on Space Ghost's side of things, so they would make no sense afterwards.
The Eric Andre show.
Yeah, the that's just zany.